think you're what they say you are. Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you so much for joining me for this half hour of fun on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Now, listeners of this show know that I am a big fan of live theater, and I am also a huge supporter of the theater companies that work so hard to produce entertainment for us to enjoy. Now, Shannon Mayhall and Doreen Dawson are two amazingly talented actresses who have now combined their efforts to form Iambi Theater Ensemble. They recently premiered their inaugural production of Gideon's Knot at the Elgin Arts Showcase. We're going to take a deep dive into Shannon and Doreen's backgrounds, what motivated them to start Iambi Theater Ensemble, and what their future plans are. Oh boy, that's a mouthful. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us, Ricky.
Yeah.
Fun to be here.
All right. Well, now you guys met long time ago. Tell us how you met.
Well, we both went to Illinois State University and we were both pursuing a degree in theater. So we met in the theater department.
And then you've stayed friends throughout your careers and acting careers and everything. That is so wonderful. You know, I have some friends that date back, you know, 20 years and it always surprises me. You know, it's like, wow, we've been through so much and we're still hanging in there together, you know. And I had the great joy of working with both of you in August Osage County. Yay. Have you guys worked together a lot over the years?
No, what's funny about that is that was probably our first show together in many, many, many years. I think the only other show that we did do together outside of college was that musical Wonderful Town.
Yeah.
We had a riot, though. What theater company was that, Jen? It was in Skokie.
Yeah, it was at the the Jewish Community Center or something. But
National Jewish Theater or something. Yeah. I'm not sure if they're in existence anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
was
fun.
Yeah, Shannon was the lead, and I was in the chorus, and because I don't sing, and it's a musical, but I somehow got in the chorus anyway, and had a bunch of tiny little roles. So, but we had a blast in that show, and another college friend who was actually part of our theater company now too was in that, and yeah. So yeah, and then August Osage, and we're like, we have to keep doing this, you know, after that one.
Right. So. Working together, you felt that natural rapport just instantly come back, like muscle memory almost.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it kind of surprised me when we worked together in August Osage County, I kept wishing we had more scenes together. We played sisters but I just remember connecting so easily with Doreen, and it was as if no time had passed since we'd been on stage together. So we just work very, very similarly.
And so working together in that show, that sparked this idea that, hey, we want to work together again. And where did you go with that? Where did that idea, how did that start to flourish?
Well, you know, we kept saying we want to do this again and, you know, sitting around waiting for somebody to cast both of us in a show, especially when there aren't a whole lot of plays out there like August Osage County that has two women of a certain age in them. And we just got to the point where we thought, if we want to do this, I think we have to make it happen for ourselves. And Shannon found Gideon's Knot. She found the play. And we both did a couple of readings of it and we just fell in love with it. And we kind of just decided, I guess we have to make this happen. So we inadvertently formed a theater company when we did that.
And what was it about Gideon's Knot that appealed to you?
The two strong women. You know, I think one of the things that happened a few years after August was COVID. where we were all shut down, and we ended up doing a lot of virtual readings, mm-hmm. Play readings, which was great. It introduced both of us to a ton of plays, but one of the things we realized was how few roles there were in any of those plays that were appropriate for us. Mm-hmm. And so when I found Gideon's Knot, and actually it was an accident, I was reading another play in an anthology. I found this play, and it was a two-woman play, and they were our age, and they were strong, courageous women. And I thought, wow. And we read it a couple times, just, we have to do this because no one else is, you know, so.
And it was a very thought-provoking play. It was one of those that a little bit edgy, where, you know, it doesn't come down on one side or the other because it's sort of two diametrically opposed characters. So we like that about it, that it was a play that would make people talk and think a lot after they saw it.
So those who have not seen the play Gideon's Knot, what is it about? What's the storyline?
In a nutshell, a parent-teacher conference gone way wrong.
Oh, wow.
I play a teacher of, the teacher of Doreen's character's son. And she comes unexpectedly to my room for a parent-teacher conference that apparently was scheduled that I'm not prepared for. And there's quite a turn to it. I don't know, Doreen.
For anybody who reads it, this will be,
a spoiler.
Yes.
It's a pretty heavy duty subject.
But yeah, my son dies. And so that's why she doesn't think I'm going to show up for the parent teacher conference.
Oh, wow.
And it's all about the culpability of the parents and the teachers and the school system and, about freedom of expression. There's so many themes in there.
Yeah.
That it's not just about one thing, but it was very intense, but it also had some humor in it too. We like humor. That's our whole thing. Things got to have a laugh in there for us to do it. So
now, is comedy something that is on the docket for future shows?
Oh yeah.
Do you have anything in mind, or do you just have a general mission statement that you're pursuing?
Well, I think we'd be open to really any play that had interesting characters that would be challenging for both of us.
Yeah.
Whether it's a comedy or not. We just want to be challenged, and we want to work with people who have the same kind of mindset and philosophy and way of working that we do. We're brand new, so we're kind of still trying to figure it all out.
For Gideon's Knot, you brought in director Richard
Paul.
Paul. Uh-huh. And tell me about how you guys got connected.
Well, I've known him longer than Doreen. I met him years ago. He directed me in a production at Elgin Community College. And that was back in 2004. So we've been friends ever since. He's directed me in a handful of plays. And he was there with when we did at least one of the readings virtually during the shelter in place. Mm-hmm. So he was kind of in with us with this project from day one.
And what made him the right director? What is it that he brought to the piece?
Well, he loved the play. I remember when he first read it, he came back and said, wow, you know, so I don't know. I think the three of us working together too, you know, we're kind of a team.
I think it was about the love of the play and just a project for the three of us to work together on. And, plus, we produced it at Elgin Art Showcase, and I had not done a show there. I was pegged to do a show that got canceled because of COVID, which is coming back up again now. But Shannon had worked in that space a lot, and so with Richard, so he sort of, you know, brought that whole thing together for us.
And now you mentioned that you were in a show, it got canceled, and now it's coming back?
Yes, but it was not Eonby Theater. It was The Tin Woman for Elgin Theater Company, got canceled, and it is going to be coming back up in May now. So it's nice to see that all these canceled COVID shows are coming back.
And are you going to redo the role that you were originally cast in?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Most of the cast is coming back. A couple people couldn't do it, but yeah, so that's exciting. Yeah.
Very good. And now, why did, what was it about Gideon's Knot? I know it had two strong female characters. Was there anything else about it that, that really tied into you? I know you both went to school for was it theater or education?
Theater.
Theater. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what was it about the education system and theater that, that worked in that show? What it kind of made a statement.
Well, we each have a son, so we have kids, we're moms. So, and Shannon is in the education system. I have volunteered in the education system through my son's activities. And so there was the teacher perspective and the parent perspective. Shannon had both. I had one mostly. And being the parent of a son who has some special needs, and there were some challenges in the school system that I really had to advocate for him a lot. Yeah. And just that whole culpability and, you know, how much responsibility does the educational system have, and how much does the parent have, and how should they be ways to find to work together more instead of just blaming each other when things go wrong. So I know I had a little experience with that. So I think it's a very important subject matter that I'm sure a lot of parents and teachers can relate to. And it's funny because the way the play was written, you sort of side with one character for a little while, then you gradually get some more information and you side with the other character for a while. And it's kind of a ping pong thing. It goes back and forth. And then at the end, it doesn't really, like I said, fall on one side or the other. It's just really, really, really a conversation starter about that whole subject matter.
You know, I have a special needs son as well, and we are always in a battle with the school, the school district. I can relate. Now, you guys obtained grants from the Elgin Cultural Arts Commission to do this. Where did you discover the grant possibility, and was it a complicated process?
I had done another play with a friend who had recently gone through the process of applying for a grant. We had never done that before. Nope. And this whole thing has been a learning curve. The process was, we filled out the paperwork and then we went in front of the commission and presented our project. And
presentation you had to
it was unnerving.
What to expect.
It was complicated, and it wasn't. I think now that we've done it once, it might be, if we were to do it again, it probably would be a little bit more easier. Mm-hmm. So we'd know what to expect.
You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Today, we have the wonderful Shannon Mayhall and the delightful Doreen Dawson with us talking about their new theater venture, Eonby Theater Ensemble. Now, ladies, where did the name come from that I'm working really hard not to slaughter?
Well, Shannon, we were racking our brains. And we could not, I mean, you wouldn't believe the gamut we ran of names. We're dog lovers. We thought, should we put a dog in there?
Yeah.
We came down to what it is that I think is such an important part of our friendship is laughter. And I laugh with Shannon more than pretty much anybody else. We really do have a great time together. So we were trying to find something that had to do with that. And Shannon found Iambi, the goddess of mirth and laughter, right?
Yes. I just Googled it. Goddess of laughter, and Iambi came up, and then I read more into it, and it said in the description, in charge of laughter. And I just thought, this is perfect. So quickly we looked to make sure there wasn't any other theater company out there with the same name, and there wasn't. So we grabbed it.
Very good. Very good. Now, I know you're in the process of building a website for your company. Should people be on the lookout for that in maybe like a month or two?
I would say by then it should be finished. Yeah. Shannon's like, we should mention that there are three Iambians now. During the process of Gideon's Knot, our college friend, who is still a good friend of ours, Liz Johnson, she helped us tremendously. And she was our house manager, set up our ticket sales and everything. Mm-hmm. So she's become an Iambian with us. And she's helping us along with this process too.
Very good. And what
she's going to help mostly with the website setup. She's got the most experience there.
And what is it that she brings to the threesome now? What does she add to the magic?
I don't know. She's pretty calm. Liz is pretty chill. but she also brings with her, she's very technologically savvy. And so she brings with her a lot of abilities that I'll speak for myself that I certainly don't have. But also she was in school with us. She was a theater major, and she's an actress, and she's a director, and she's mm-hmm. brings all that theater background with her as well. So it really was a perfect match for
us. Yes. And she's very detail oriented, and she makes us laugh.
Which is important.
That's important. Yes.
So now, as you look for future shows, let's not even talk long term, your second show, what are the factors that are going to be considerations? What's going to make it the right show for you?
Well, we actually did find something. We weren't going to have it be our next production because it's another two-character play, and we don't want people to think that's all we're going to do. Mm-hmm. But the other project we had had to be delayed because of someone else's availability. So this is another two-character play, much lighter than Gideon's Knot. It's called The Roommate by Jen Silverman. And it's about two women of a certain age who are getting a second chance at life, starting over, and how difficult that can be. And I am absolutely in love with this play. I'm in love with this playwright. And both of us are going to be kind of playing different roles, much different roles than we played in Gideon's Knot. So it'll be nice to stretch ourselves in a different direction.
And it's lighter, like you said. It's more of a dramedy, comedy, drama.
But tons more props and more complicated
yes.
stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe hearing about some fundraisers that we're going to be putting together in the future. So.
Very good. Hey, anytime you guys want to come on the show and promote something, you are welcome back. Big fans of both of you. So no worries there. Now, for Gideon's Knot, you performed at the Elgin Arts Showcase. Mm-hmm. Is that where you'll be continuing to perform? Or is that has not been decided yet?
I think we're hoping, planning, I'm doing The Roommate in that space. It's a wonderful space. And it really is, I think, centrally located for both of us and for really a lot of the people we know.
Mm-hmm.
So for now, that space is a good place for us. But I think we'd be open to other spaces as they came up.
Mm-hmm. It is a wonderful space. I mean, it's an open room that you just create with.
Exactly. It's kind of like a black box. You know, you can just do whatever you want with it.
And what, for Gideon's Knot, did you go really sparse or did you have sets? What did you do in that space?
Well, we pretty much, it was pretty, I guess you'd say sparse. We did more of an immersive experience with the show because it takes place in a classroom. And the space really sort of lent itself to looking like a classroom. We even had desks, school desks in with through the audience. And the set was very basic. We had school desks. We had a teacher's desk. We had some bulletin boards we set up. But we even used the entrance into the theater as the entrance for the actors too. So it was kind of more immersive and very basic. Now the next one will be somewhat more complicated. So we'd probably turn everything around for that one.
Mm-hmm. Now the next one, The Roommate, does that require a more elaborate set?
Not so much a set as much as props. Mm. It's gonna need a lot of pieces. It pretty much takes place in a kitchen. With a back porch indicated, you know, that there's a back porch, but this is going to be prop heavy.
Now, I know that The Roommate is a lighter story. Can you give us a little preview about what it's about?
Sure. So my character, Sharon, is recently divorced and living in Iowa, and she's looking to start over, and she advertises for a roommate. And Shannon's character, Robin, shows up, who's from New York and has a kind of an interesting past. And I don't know if you want to reveal any more about your character or not, Shannon.
Well, she's a little bit rough around the edges.
Oh, that sounds like it must be fun to play.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never played a character like that before. Just kidding. She's a little bit rough around the edges, and she brings with her a lot of secrets. And those secrets are uncovered as the play goes on. And these two very different women bond in a way, and they change. I don't really want to give away too much, but.
Sure. Now, have you guys ever considered switching roles?
That's funny you should say that. When we did the readings, virtual readings for Gideon's Knot, we did switch roles. And we all agreed, Richard included, that let's go back to the way we did it originally. So,
was it fun to experiment and test the boundaries?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I think the character I ended up playing in Gideon's Knot... If, for lack of something, a better way to describe it, really spoke to me. I mean, she just really, with the teacher side of her, and I don't know, I just, I don't know, it fit with me right away.
Good. Now, for the future of Iambi Theater Ensemble, do you have like general goals that you want to achieve, or is it just addressing one show at a time?
Well, I think we are in the process of coming up with sort of our mission statement, but definitely raising the bar for high quality theater, bringing more edgier theater that you might see in the city out here, things that are more thought-provoking, and also representing women who... You know, we don't always see women in the lead roles or, you know, especially older women. And I think it's important to represent people, demographics that are not seen as much in theater.
I think that's really important because, I mean, every time that one of you mentions women of a certain age, I want to laugh because our listeners can't see you, you know. But I can see you, and you're two so beautiful women, and you have vivacious personalities.
Well, we know that.
And you know, I to
that's
hear
not
you,
what we're saying.
But you know, I think that yes, we do need more roles like that. You know, and I think it's so great that you've started this venture to create that outlet for not just yourselves, but for the theater community at large. I know you didn't plan to do a two-person show again, but do you plan in the future to have larger ensembles?
I think so. Yeah, yes, if we could find a play that I definitely, and men, you know, of course, but it really is going to depend on the play, the piece, that if it fits what we're working toward and it's interesting and thought provoking, definitely.
We have absolutely nothing against men. Please to work with men also.
We both have sons. So
you've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. Today I've had the great pleasure of talking with Doreen Dawson and Shannon Mahon about their new theater company, Yambi Theater Ensemble. Their first production, Gideon's Knot, received rave reviews, and I can't wait to see their future productions, including The Roommate. Shannon and Doreen, thank you so much for sharing your time. I really look forward to seeing your productions. I hope you'll come back and promote those shows here on It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. And thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Great to see you.
Yes. Maybe we could work together again, too.
I would love that.